There are three key technologies that are going to lead to mass decentralization and that can empower your freedom and your ability to, you know, disconnect from the centralized authority sources. This podcast is about those three key technologies. And they are, number one, breakthrough battery technology. Number two, robotics. And number three, decentralized open source AI. Now, these three technologies are transformative and they can help set you free, which maybe initially not everybody gets that. And some people are very concerned about robots and Skynet. Like, Skynet's coming to kill us. And I'm like, your government's already doing that. So you don't need to wait for Skynet. And some people are afraid of AI. Oh, AI might take our jobs. AI is going to uplift you with augmented cognition to do any job of any PhD or any expert in society. And then not everybody's thrilled about the battery technology. They would rather burn combustion engines, but combustion engines require that you get fuel from refineries, which is under central control. I mean, you know, if they won't deliver fuel to you, you're screwed. Or if you can't get to a gas station, you're screwed. But with battery storage technology, it means that you can erect some solar panels that will last decades. And then you can charge your own batteries on your own property without even using the power grid. And those batteries can be used in everything from your cars to your computers to your AI inference workstations to robotics or drones or anything else that you want to do with electricity, you know, heating and cooling, etc. And going off grid has been extremely difficult because of horrible battery technology. Lead acid batteries absolutely suck. And the early lithium batteries also completely sucked. Now, we have a lot of breakthrough chemistry, even in lithium iron phosphate batteries, but there's also sodium ion coming online. And there are some breakthroughs in the lab with sodium sulfur ion batteries that could be really just amazing. But batteries allow you to store your own energy. And that's actually really freeing. That is a key to decentralization. Because if you don't want to be connected to the smart grid or the power grid, and if you don't want the government to have the power to turn off your heating or cooling, or to monitor how much electricity you're using, or to shut you off if you've posted something on social media that they don't like, well, then you will love breakthrough battery technology. It allows you, again, it allows you to stockpile energy that the government can't control or limit, because it goes from the sun through your solar panels to your batteries on your property. And the government can't tax it either. So it's free value from the sky, if you think about it. Now, efficient battery storage technology is also going to dramatically lower your cost of living. How's that? Well, for example, instead of pumping gas or diesel into your vehicle, you'll be able to just get free energy from the sky and pump that into your vehicle. And one day when you have robots, you know, the number one operating cost of robots is the electricity over time. But if your electricity is free, I mean, yeah, you might have to buy some more solar panels, but you can keep your robot charged for no cost. Same thing is true with your security drones or whatever you're running, or your GPUs running your AI systems. So all of that comes for free. And because of breakthroughs in solar panel efficiency, and collection, distribution locally, and storage, power is about to go down in price significantly. This is a huge deal for those on the Eastern grid, which is already maxed out because of the AI data centers. Some areas in the U.S. are already paying over 35 cents per kilowatt hour, whereas you can get it from the sun for about a nickel per kilowatt hour once you amortize the, you know, the initial investment in the hardware. About a nickel a kilowatt hour, roughly, is what it comes to over time. So that means driving is less expensive. It means running robots is less expensive. It means running AI is less expensive. So watch for that technology. All the best batteries are coming out of China, and most of them from one company called CATL, C-A-T-L. They've got the best breakthroughs, and they're moving into mass production, so I'll keep you posted on that. Secondly is robots, of course. Robots multiply your human effort so that you can live off-grid more easily. That's why I've always said I want weed-pulling robots. I want robots that can work on the farm. I want robots that can collect chicken eggs or carry wood. Robots that can, you know, pick up trash or pluck tomatoes off a vine. I want robots that can pick up a water hose and water plants. Or just walk around and water plants. I want robots that can feed the dogs, you know, things like that. Basic tasks. But those are still complex. Don't get me wrong. It's going to take a while before those get resolved. But once that is resolved, which will happen before the year 2030, we will all have humanoid robots. You'll either buy them outright or you will lease them, and they will make your life better. Because instead of spending time doing the dishes or folding laundry or gathering clothes to put them in the wash or all these other menial tasks, instead, you'll turn those over to your robot. Hey, you fold the clothes. You wash the dishes. You load the dishwasher. You take out the trash. Huh? And the robot will say, sir, yes, sir, you know, and it'll get it done. And your life is going to get better. Just like vacuum robots or floor sweeping robots have saved people all kinds of time not having to sweep their floors. Imagine that, but in a humanoid format on two legs running around doing the dishes. That's awesome. I hate doing dishes. I would rather be vibe coding. I should have a machine that does the dishes, you know? So that's going to be very freeing. Now, of course, I am against robots that spy on you, just to be clear. I don't want robots that are connected to the cloud and that are running around your house, taking video and pictures of you while you're sitting on the toilet. That's not cool. So no, I'm not going to be getting robots that are basically just spyware, but there will be robots that are not connected to the internet, or we can hack them and we can disconnect them from the internet. That's even better. And then we can let them run around and do fun stuff like all the chores. So that's the second technology. The third technology is AI at the local level. And one of the things that's about to happen right now is that the Chinese company DeepSeek is on the verge of releasing a new large language model called DeepSeek version 4. It may have a different code name. Sometimes it's been referred to as Model 1, which is kind of interesting. I'm not sure what that refers to. But it could be called Model 1, could be called DeepSeek version 4. I believe this is going to be a game changer. And in fact, personally, I need to set aside a lot of time. When that model gets released, I'm clearing my schedule. I have to test the model because I think it's going to be such a breakthrough that we'll need to incorporate it into our own projects. But that model, it's going to be as good as anything that ever came out of ChatGPT or OpenAI or Microsoft or Google, for that matter. And it's going to be available for free. And there will be quant versions of it, like Unsloth, Q4, or something even smaller, that will run on local hardware. Some of it might even fit into a 32 gigabyte GPU, which is the typical NVIDIA 5090 gaming card. Unfortunately, those have gone way up in price, and they're like approaching $5,000 each, which is crazy, because I was buying them at $2,400 just 2 months ago. Fortunately, I bought quite a few, so I'm doing fine on those. Buy them while you can. But you're going to be able to run like world-class PhD-level expert language models and reasoning capabilities and multimodal processing for images, for texts, for audio and speech, and so much more on consumer-grade hardware. Well, let's call it prosumer-grade hardware. Because I admit, you know, $5,000 for a graphics card is not necessarily consumer. But it is available. And it's going to be worth every penny, actually, because you're going to get all the cognition for free, or just for the cost of your electricity. And that brings us back to solar panels and battery storage. So if you're getting your power at about a nickel per kilowatt hour, then that means the price of your AI cognition is also dirt cheap. In other words, the intelligence that you have in your life that's helping you to do research and write papers and solve problems, that intelligence gets lower in cost. And overall, over time, the cost of inference is currently plummeting by about 40x per year. Imagine that. So, you know, you fast forward just one more year and all this gets even cheaper. So this is the trifecta of decentralization technology. Breakthrough battery storage, off-grid robotics, and decentralized open source local AI. And that's why I am interested in all three things. And that's why I'm spending a lot of time talking about all three things. And I am going to pioneer some solutions for you in all three areas. We're going to get robots probably before you do. We're going to get these batteries maybe before you do. We're going to set up systems in our new studio and show you how they work so that you have something to model off of. And, you know, let us run the experiment first. Let us have the failures. You know, let us overspend or waste money on something that doesn't work. We'll make the mistakes for you, and then we'll show you the mistakes and we'll show you what works. But for the next couple of years, you're going to see me talking about battery technology, robotics, and decentralized AI. And that's going to change everybody's life for the better. You'll be more decentralized. You'll be more off-grid. You'll be more self-sustaining. You'll be able to get more done in less time, and you'll be able to augment your ideas, your passions, your creativity, your hobbies, everything that you want to do. You'll be able to do more of it with the help of robots, even gardening. Because, you know, isn't it? It's great to plant a garden. I love planting gardens. The hard part is pulling the weeds, you know, a month later when they start coming in, or dealing with irrigation, or dealing with, you know, harvesting. And then after you harvest, then you have to process the food, you have to preserve it, you got to do canning, you got to do drying, you got whatever. All of that stuff, yeah, that's not so much fun. Actually, that's more of the menial labor side of gardening. So wouldn't it be great to just automate that, turn that over to some robots? Yes. Yes. And in the meantime, by the way, use all of our AI tools. You can find them at, for example, brightanswers.ai is our AI query engine. We've got brightlearn.ai is our book creation engine, free to use. And we've got brightnews.ai, which is our news analysis and trends engine. And we've got some surprises coming for you there too. Can't wait to bring that to you. And we've got some other things launching. Brightvideos.com is in the pilot phase right now. It looks messy at the moment, but we're about to launch that officially with some really great content. So there's more coming. Thank you for listening. Take advantage of all our tools and get ready for a really interesting future here. Oh, and by the way, make sure you have some gold and silver so that you still have something worth value if you want to buy batteries and robots and GPUs, because the dollar is going to crap. And you're going to need metals in order to live. So be sure to set that aside so that you can buy food and buy robots and things, right? You'll probably be able to buy a robot with like 2 gold coins, you know? And then that robot can help you grow tons of food. So it changes everything. All the equations of agriculture and food production, everything get changed by automation. And to access automation, all you need is some gold, really, if you think about it. 1 gold coin for your GPU. You got a deal. Okay. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Over 60 different toxic chemicals are used to make mainstream laundry and dishwasher detergents. Avoid exposure to harmful substances with our chemical-free laundry and dishwasher detergent powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.